Now, the call we've been waiting for is in. You know what? I think, JJ, I'm going to let you talk to these guys the most here. But we've got some Tawas Area High School alums, Jesse Sywick and Jeff Janis joining us. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
How's it going?
Good. And you guys?
Pretty good.
Not too bad.
All right. So, first of all, I guess, for people who are sitting on the fence as to whether or not to come to the SVSU football game this Saturday, what would you want people to know to encourage them to attend?
Well, I'd say we got a special thing going here at SVSU, and we're on a pretty hot win streak right now, and it's senior day, so come out and show us some support.
And that is the voice of SVSU wide receiver Jeff Janis, for those who don't know. And Jeff, Jesse, what has it been like for you? I have to imagine that these 4 years have gone by pretty quickly.
Oh, man, it's crazy thinking that we were, freshmen just a couple years back. It seems like it was just yesterday. It's just like you work your way into the off season, then you have preseason again, and all of a sudden it's 4 years, 5 years down the road.
Well, let's talk a little bit too on the academic side, because Jeff, you're an exercise science major. What does that entail for you right now? Because obviously it's the student part of student athlete as well.
Right. Well, I chose exercise science to get me ready to go to chiropractic school, and being in the classroom, it's really helped prepare me for that.
And Jesse, I know you're looking at probably going on to a Doctor of Physical Therapy program.
That's correct, yep. I bounced around for a little bit from pre-med to pre-dental, and finally I was put into physical therapy, and I kind of found that my niche in there. I really enjoyed, the personal side of it, working with patients and seeing progression in people.
And do you think that SVSU has done a good job? Because people may not realize this, but it's very difficult to get into physical therapy programs. Do you feel that SVSU has prepared you well for that?
Most definitely, most definitely. Even though they don't have a pre-physical therapy program, our advisors here have done really good work with me and having me prepared to apply to physical therapy school.
And I know last year we had, I believe, 9 SVSU graduates accepted to Doctor of Physical Therapy programs around the nation. So, and Jeff, I want to go back because I know you got a chance to go to the last Detroit Lions home game. What was it like for you to watch your former teammate Jeff Heath have such a terrific day for the Dallas Cowboys?
It was awesome. I think it couldn't have been written any better for Jeff to come home and play and start. And it's cool seeing him play because, it gives us D2 guys some hope that we can play at the next level. And it's really cool to see.
And I know that's something you've been working very hard towards. What has this senior season been like for you? Because you've seen every sort of gimmick defense that opposing teams can come up with.
Yeah, it's been a little different, but it's the same thing every week, just going out and watching film and executing and taking what the defense gives us, pretty much.
Well, good. We're looking forward to both of you guys doing very well this Saturday. It'll be a 1 o'clock kick for SVSU as the Cardinals take on Northern Michigan.
Yep. Thanks a lot, JJ.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Hey, Jeff and Jesse, thank you for joining us. And maybe one day in the future we'll get you guys to sit here and play Stump the Chump like these guys have.
All right. Good. Not bad.
You think being out on the football field stuff, you should be here sitting in these chairs.
Right. This is the hot seat.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for joining us, guys, and good luck in the rest of the season.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
They sound like they just got out of bed.
That would be typical for a college student.
That's what I figure. Oh, yeah, I remember my college days. Yeah, 8:30 in the morning. I only knew 8:30 p.m., so that's for sure. All right. They sound excited, as you mentioned. SVSU has a lot more to offer than just football, but what a great program that is.
Well, and I mean, we had the question a moment ago, what does NFL stand for? Not for long. And, John DiGiorgio was having a terrific NFL career, and then his career ended with one knee injury, and so it is very important, and we stress it to all of our student athletes to make sure that you work hard towards your education, because even a long career in the NFL is 8 or 10 years, right? And you're going to have a lot of life after that, so we certainly wish Jeff well in his NFL pursuit, but we all, as you can hear him in his own words express, he knows it's important for him to work on his education as well.
Very good, and you can get a great one at SVSU, and we'll